So for the first song, let's turn to song number 512 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 512. For the next number, let's turn to song number 146. Song number 146.
Thank you.
our last number, let's turn to song number 548. Song number 548.
I want to greet everyone in Jesus' name this evening. Let's turn to Psalms 121. How firm a foundation, the song that we were, second song we were singing. The verse that goes with it is, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't we glad that he is? Sometimes when I look through Psalms, I'll look through the first verse of every some of the chapters, and they seem that you could take all those verses out and put them in line, and it would seems like it would go real good together. Tonight, as I in Psalms 122, verse 1, it says, "I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord." Are we always glad to come? Tonight, as I got here, there was a little boy that wasn't very happy, because he had to sit with his dad instead of his mom. And I looked back and said, you know, you need to be happy when you come to church. You shouldn't come to church unless you're happy. Well, he started smiling a little bit. He decided dad wasn't so bad to sit with after all. But how are we when we come to church? Are we glad to come, or, oh no, just another service? And Psalms 123, verse 1, it says, "Unto thee lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwelleth in the heavens." Psalms 121, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. What a promise we have in these verses. No matter what we go through this week, no matter what we face, no matter what happens, that if we are trusting the Lord, he will take us through each step. We heard today about a lot of rain and how it was a little hard to go through. And I was laying in bed on Thursday night and Friday morning, and I said, no, can't be another day of rain. And got stuck twice on, I got out one time, but got stuck pretty bad on Thursday. The truck was splattered with mud. Just looked like I went through was trying to do some mudding. And I just had to think, not rain, when is it ever going to stop? But then, aren't we thankful? This coming week's going to be warm, and are we still going to be thankful that it's not raining? I think we will be. But God knows each one of our needs no matter what happens, and he is there. He won't sleep. When we're in trouble, he is there. He's not just sleeping and we have to knock and wake him up. But he is always there. All we have to do is call upon him and he will hear. Let's stand for prayer.
Thank you, Robert Dale, for sharing those thoughts. There's a statement we used in our door business in the past already. Exceeding your expectations. Now, I can't exceed your expectations tonight, but the Lord can exceed our expectations. He can make it so it was worth every bit for us to come. Glad to see so many of you here and the house so well filled. I'd like to sing a song here. This is a song we've sung in the past. It's not in our books. And I think a number of you will remember it enough that we can sing it. I'm going to take a chance. Highest place, we place you from the highest place. Let's sing that song for our next song. And I'd like to take several selections from you this evening, perhaps at least a half dozen. So you might, if some of you are thinking of a song you'd like to have sung, well, we'd like to give you opportunity for that. All right, when we sing this song, Highest Place, I think it's the men that lead out in the chorus then, so you'd be ready to join in and help us. Give us good support here. Oh, we place you on the highest place. For you are the great high priest. We place you.
And we come to
Christ is the great high priest. Brother David was speaking about the 10 lepers this morning. I thought again of the irony of the fact when Christ said, "Go show yourself to the priest." Who was the Samaritan supposed to go to? Wasn't Christ the great high priest? And he at least came back and gave thanks to him. Whether he went to a priest of the Samaritans or what, I don't know. But I've had to wonder about that. Perhaps that's one of the things that prompted him to come back. Also love that thought this morning that the opportunity of a lifetime must be experienced during the lifetime of that opportunity. Tonight's another opportunity. All right, I'm going to give one song here, but before I do that, I'd like to take some requests that maybe you'd have. I'll take a several down and just kind of use them through the evening here if anybody has any. Does anybody have a selection you'd like to give to have sung this evening?
The Lord is my life and my salvation.
Okay. And what was that number again? 340 in the church hymnal. All right.
515.
Pardon?
515.
515. All right.
425.
All right. That's four. How about two more? Anybody else have one? It's okay if you don't. 600, Christian hymnal. All right. One more. 475. All right. We'll try and incorporate those this evening in our service here. All right. Let's turn to number 570 in the church hymnal for our next song. And then after that, we're going to ask the children to come forward. And Sister Benita will lead them in some singing. And we'll just have you come stand right up here at the front. I'm not sure what that age limit is that usually comes up here, but I would think maybe up to age 10 wouldn't hurt. 570. She only touched the hem of his garment. Children, can you come forward here?
come and stand up and be born. He's saying, oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. And then he's saying, oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. And then, oh, be careful, little tongue, what you do. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. There's a Father up above, and he's looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. There's a Father up above, and he's looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. There's a Father up above, and he's looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do.
So now we're making fishers of men.
I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me.
Wait, one of your songs next up.
Building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me? Sister, won't you help me? Building up the temple of the Lord. Building up the temple, building up the temple.
All right, thank you, Benita, and you children for those good songs. We appreciate them very much. All right, we're going to sing the first one of these requests, which was "The Lord is My Light and Salvation." Once again, we're singing by memory, which is good. It's good to have some of that exercised, and it's a. Someone told me a while back in Seymour that the way to prevent Alzheimer's is to pronounce this certain country. I forget which one it was. And I think he did too. But remember this, that singing is stored in a different part of your brain so than some of the other things. And sometimes when everything else goes, some of the singing remains. And that's why I think that song in the hem of his garment, I think my mother helped sing that yet the last day of her life, even though it seemed like it was one of the very last songs, maybe, or the last day, even though she no longer knew our names. All right, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I'd like to give you a special carefulness now. And the expression where we sing, that will I seek after. So many times when we sing that song and we get to that word after, we kind of sledgehammer it. Just go easy. Just be easy right there. Just handle it carefully, like something fine in your hands. The Lord is my light. I've had some interesting encounters right in here at Casey's at the pump. One morning we met a Mennonite lady there with a pickup and large horse trailer from Bonner's Ferry, Idaho. She was hauling a horse, or a couple of them maybe. She got a Missouri Foxtrotter, I think, something that would ride nice and smooth. Quite unusual. Not so long ago, I had another unusual one, and this one maybe relates to our service tonight. A young man pulled up right there to talk to me, and he said, I'd like to learn something about some leading some singing. And this young man is here tonight, and I'm going to give him a chance to lead one. So, Roma, how about you coming leading that song for us tonight? Okay? Right now.
Take your church hymnal and turn your song number to 383. Song number
383.
thank you, Roma, for that. You did a great job. For next song, let's turn to song number 377 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 377.
Draw me.
said that Jonathan's group was supposed to come up after this. So, we can come up just then.
Amen.
Thank you very much for that. You know, our mission efforts need to start right here, but we're glad for those that can go far and represent us wherever you are on the face of the earth. Appreciate that very much. And what I was wanting to think of is, you know, here at home, we need people who are kind of what we call minutemen. That's a little bit how this hymn sing is tonight. Sure, it was just by a narrow margin that I caught Jonathan this afternoon, and he didn't know if anything would work, but I said, if it works, yes, good. Now we were blessed. Thank you. All right, let's turn to number 340 in the church hymnal. 340 in the church hymnal. And let's see, we've got, may not have time to sing all the verses of all these songs. I don't like to skip those, but may run out of time here. On the mountain's top appearing, lo, the sacred herald stands, welcome news to Zion bearing. Aren't those beautiful words? 340.
Oh, on the mountain's top appearing, the sacred herald stands, welcome news to Zion bearing, Zion longing hast in the land, morning captive, God himself his hands. Morning captive, God himself. God, thy God, will not restore thee. Himself appears thy friend. All thy foes shall flee before thee.
If thy boasts and triumphs
end, great deliverance Zion's King will surely send.
Song number 515. I don't know if it happens to you, and I wasn't sure it was right, but somehow in my mind the song Brightly Beamed was the one that came up on the register. Here we are. Let the lower lights be burning. Probably a story for every song that's written. I'm sure there's a story that prompted this one, written by, I think it's Philip Paul Bliss, or Paul Philip, I'm not sure which way that name went. Right, let the lower lights be burning. Let's sing verses 1 and 3 on this song here.
Oh, brightly beams our fathers must see from his love, thus evermore.
Thank you.
25. This song presents a little bit of a musical challenge for us here in the second score. So if you'll watch carefully, on the last word of the second score, all other parts are supposed to cease while the soprano comes up to their note by themselves. Are you going to see if you can do that? I think the church hymnal has the most beautiful rendition of this song that I've seen, except I finally did, I think, find one of the songbook ones that had a similar one. But this song is very beautiful, and the words, of course, are very searching.
You lost your
Right, number 600. See, we're running out of time here, but... In the Christian hymnal, I'm sorry, we changed hymnals here. 600. No tears in heaven. What God hath promised.
Let's sing verses 1 and 3 on this number.
Oh, God hath the promise, God.
Thank you.
To sing just one more song. I'd like to thank all of you that took part. I did contact some of our brothers over in Fairland that had been singing together, and Aaron would have loved to have come the way it sounded, but just couldn't quite make it work on such short notice. So maybe one of you that has a hymn sing sometime might want to give them a chance, a little bit more chance. I think they'd be glad to come and sing for us. I'd like to thank our song leaders that helped me up here this evening. Jeff told me he didn't want to take any selections, but I noticed that he has some songs prepared and he has them studied, so he's ready to lead one at any time, way it looks to me. Maybe lead some more of them later. Appreciate that and see that kind of growth in our music. Let's turn to number 212 in the Christian hymnal. And we'll sing the first and last verse, and we'll let the chorus come up and conclude the service, except for the minister's closing after that. We'd like to sing the other arrangement to this song where the bass lead out in the chorus. We will spread the everlasting light. I think you can do that. Let's see if you can do that. And we'll sing a little differently than it's written here. I think this call comes to all of us, whether we're here in Seymour, Missouri, or wherever we are. You know, some of the accidents that have, deaths that have happened amongst the Amish, one of them, after he had mowed the hay, he left a message on my phone that the hay is mowed and they'll be ready to bale when it's ready. But, you know, he died since then. Those were the last words I ever heard him speak. But one day when I was talking to him, I was kind of caught in a bind, and Michael had accidentally promised two other Amishmen to be there at each one's place at the same time, and there were two unhappy Amishmen, and Michael caught in the middle, and I told Amos about it, and he said, oh. And I said, neither one's willing to budge an inch. He said, oh, that's not good. I appreciated his comment there. Later, I found out that the one was willing to budge an inch or two, and they got some of the hay baled at least. But as we're moving amongst our community, amongst our Amish kinsmen, if you please, can we be holding out this light? Sing the first verse, and on the last verse, we'll let the chorus come forward and sing here. And thank you again. The singing has sounded nice up here where I've been, and very good, very encouraging.
Oh, there's a call come three o'er the restless waste.
Send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
Send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save.
Thank you.
good to be here. I enjoyed the whole evening. I think the best part of the evening for me was a song, He Leadeth Me. I appreciated that. And I appreciated the way it was led. It was great. We have three songs to sing tonight. First one is an old, familiar, favorite song, medley that we've sung here for years and years that we brought back in for that purpose, partially. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, is how it starts. Excuse me. And I was just thinking about that tonight and thinking about how what my life consists of. And you know, it seems it's very easy to abide by all the rules that we have and still not really sacrifice too much. Still have a pretty comfortable life. And that's my challenge to myself and to the rest of you. Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to live a sacrificial life? And the other two songs, first one, O Love the Lord, and the third one, Freedom is Coming.
Jesus is coming, oh yes.